Lehigh Valley residents are showing their support for frontline healthcare workers with the formation of the group FLAG. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Kathy McFall of the Lehigh Valley chapter shared with us how their efforts are benefiting those fighting COVID-19. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you, James. I'm really happy to be there, and I appreciate the time to spend talking with you.
Please explain FLAG and your role in helping the Lehigh Valley community during this COVID-19 outbreak.
FLAG stands for Frontline Appreciation Group. It's actually a large organization, but FLAG of the Lehigh Valley. We're a nonprofit group. We were formed to support the frontline healthcare professionals and first responders. We wanted to provide them meals from local restaurants that were purchased through donations made to FLAG. There are three co-founders of the group. Erica Batinger is our president, and she started the ball rolling by volunteering to formulate this group. And then Janine Vaccarelli, who actually was the person who brought this to light to both Erica and I. So there are three of us that kind of got the ball rolling.
What inspired this effort?
Actually, my daughter Janine posted something on her Facebook because she's currently a resident of Chatham, New Jersey. She is a born and raised resident of the Lehigh Valley area. And so, like so many of us, she noticed what was going on in her community, and there were two New Jersey families who really, like so many of us, wanted to do something to give back and were feeling helpless as they were trying to cope with the struggle of these understandable fears and how could we respond and help people on the front lines. So these two people in Chatham and Madison started FLAG. I mean, in this case, it was FLAG of Chatham and Madison. Janine saw what was going on and posted something on Facebook. She wanted to mention what was going on in her new area and wanted to also respond to see if there were people in the Lehigh Valley who would want to form a Lehigh Valley group. As a result of that posting, Erica Batinger, who is a resident of Center Valley, myself, saw this and wanted to get involved. So Erica contacted Janine. Janine and I were talking, and I said, you know, this is great. Why don't we see what we can do? And that's, in effect, how the FLAG of the Lehigh Valley began.
Is this a local effort, or has this organization expanded beyond the area?
What is so impressive, James, and I can't underscore this, is what started as a very local New Jersey effort is now literally nationwide. Across the country, there are 88 groups, I think encompassing like 26 states. FLAG of New Jersey, the parent group, was just informed that the latest group is in Hawaii. So this very local New Jersey effort is now nationwide. And they just Sunday, if you want to talk about it, a wonderful kind of red letter date, this Sunday, the entire organization reached a $1 million donation mark. So what was supposed to be a local, let's help the local hospitals, is now a nationwide effort. And people are responding. So groups are still forming. This is everyone's desire to help. And yes, so it's gone so far beyond New Jersey.
Kathy, how have Lehigh Valley frontline workers responded to your organization?
Well, actually, that's an interesting, really great question, too, because one of the things that I found, I look at what these, you know, when we're talking frontline, we're talking people who are literally risking their lives. They are doing everything they can to keep us safe, whether it's our medical personnel, our frontline police personnel, firefighters. What has amazed me is to get these notes on our Facebook page, emails from the medical personnel thanking us because they're risking their lives and they're responding with gratitude to us for providing them a meal. A nurse actually sent us an email saying that their patients are their top priority and leaving the hospital to go get a meal was very difficult. And her response literally was, being treated to a delicious meal did wonders for their spirits. We've spoken to supervisors in each of the hospitals who have also commented on how grateful they were to receive these meals from our local restaurants. It's just been wonderful.
Which health systems are you benefiting?
Now, let me also begin by saying, James, we literally began April 3rd. So we launched our site on Facebook March 31st. We did our first meal delivery on April 3rd. We approached three restaurants and then asked them if they would deliver to the Lehigh Valley Health Network. So on April 3rd, Union and Finch, Bayou in Bethlehem, and the Mission Barbecue in Whitehall each delivered meals. Union and Finch delivered to the Cedarfest Hospital, the Bayou delivered to Muhlenberg, and the Mission Barbecue delivered to the 17th Street. Now, after we did that, the next area that we set out to do, we looked at Easton, and we looked at Easton Hospital. And just this past week, I believe it's called Easton Wine Project, delivered 150 meals to Easton Hospital. What was so exciting about that, James, is that Easton Hospital took a look at their entire operation and said, yes, we are thrilled with our, you know, our medical personnel, but we also have people that answer the phones. We have people that are security people. We have people that are keeping our facility clean. And so they took those 150 meals and divided them kind of across the board. But this is what has been so gratifying. Our last approach is St. Luke in Bethlehem. Originally, when we reached out to them, understandably, they had specific rules in place and were not accepting outside meals. They were accepting gift cards that they would be able to pass on to their staff, but they also provide free meals through their cafeteria system. So St. Luke's has now basically lifted that ban and said they would accept donations. So we are now going into St. Luke's Hospital within the next week or so, and we're excited about it. So our hope is when we get past this, the area of the hospitals, then we'd like to go into police departments, firefighters, all these people that are putting their lives on the line for us. That's kind of where we're going next.
How long will you continue to provide this great program?
Well, I can jokingly but seriously say as long as the funds are there. Right now, it is our plan and it is our hope that we will be functioning, supportive until this horrid epidemic, this horrid pandemic is behind us. So we're also now in the process of reaching out to corporations. Our flag group, we launched a Facebook page on March 31st. We have over 800 members, and we have raised over $5,000. That's like literally 2 weeks from today. That is phenomenal. The support that we are getting, the enthusiasm, every time we post something on a paper, on a page, the response, you know, you talk about getting comments or shares. I feel like this community is really with us. And it's a win-win situation because we're supporting the hospitals that we are so indebted to and the restaurants because so many of them had to close their doors. So really, in a nutshell for me, as sad as this is, it's exciting to see our community rally and just say, what can I do?
How can Lehigh Valley residents get involved?
Well, thank you for that also. Basically, there's two ways. Obviously, we have our Facebook page, which is Flag of the Lehigh Valley. We also were very fortunate, again, talk about donations. People come and say, hey, I do web design. Can I help? And so we have our website, which is flag, it's a hyphen, so it's flag-lv.org. If you go on that website, you'll see ways you can donate. We can donate, they can donate through PayPal, or the website will give you instructions if there's other ways, credit cards, whatever, that people would prefer to donate. So going to our website is probably, you know, the easiest way to do this.
What else would you like to add?
Well, I guess what I really want to say is I tease my grandchildren, and I'm always trying to say to them, at the end of the day, we need to figure out what's our story. And I can take a look at what's going on in our world right now, and I can be scared and nervous and sad, and they're all justifiable feelings because this global tragedy affects us all. If I wanted to say anything that I've learned from not just Flag of the Lehigh Valley, but from everything that I read, is that we are all interconnected. And you know what? On the most basic level, we really need each other. And at the same time, we also need to heed the social distancing because our actions affect not just us, but all the people that we love and even people that we don't know. So if I wanted to say anything, I would say that ultimately life is about our story. Each and every one of us has a story to tell. And at the end of the day, I think we need to look at that story and say, you know, what was my story in all this? We're all in this together at home. And so it is inspiring to see whether we are the everyday neighbor wanting to help, and Flag is a wonderful example of how people can help. We all have something that we can do. So I'm happy to see whether it's people singing on balconies in Italy or, you know, even locally, if you want to talk about our local area, to read about this young girl, an opera singer in Lower Macungie Township, performing every day at 5 o'clock, 3 opera songs for her neighbors. You know what? It's just amazing. It's fulfilling.
Well, thank you, Kathy McFall of the Lehigh Valley Chapter of the Frontline Appreciation Group, for this wonderful community story during an unprecedented pandemic.
James, I can't thank you enough for making this possible. God bless you. Stay safe. And really, all your efforts are so appreciated, not simply by our group, but by your listeners in general. Thank you again.
For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.